It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Britney Spears is back home after a 30-day stay in a mental health facility, but apparently there's still a ways to go because she's not close to a full recovery yet. She was picked up by her boyfriend, Sam Asghari, and another car with her luggage and belongings followed closely behind as they caravaned to her house in Thousand Oaks. It sounds like Britney is still dealing with big unresolved issues with her meds. Doctors are working on the right formula for her, but are saying it's a work in progress. So basically, she's still not right in the head, but they're making progress. One day after reports claimed that they had put the brakes on their relationship, sources say Saturday Night Live star and comic Pete Davidson and actress Kate Beckinsale have split. One insider said that while the age difference wasn't a problem for the pair, Pete's public lifestyle was. They said even though Kate had been in Hollywood for a long time, she struggles with the attention on a relationship with Pete. He lives his life with a heart on his sleeve. Despite a very public makeout session with him at a hockey game, Kate told the LA Times, "I'm surprised by the internet and the interest. I've never been in this position before. Never dated anybody who comes with their own bag of mischief."
I don't believe that.
Between breaking up with Ariana Grande, the debate about the size of his manhood, joking about his love life on Weekend Update, and moving in with his 50-year-old mom in Staten Island, Pete Davidson has been a regular in the tabloid press.
Do you believe her excuse? I don't. I know things are different than when she was really at a height of her fame than now, but I don't believe that.
Like, I don't know ever really being in the tabloids like that, so I kind of get it. He's kind of like a Hollywood bad boy. He's always like ruffling people's feathers. She doesn't do that.
I feel like it's just like her way to end the relationship.
Well, it is. They did end it. She ended it.
Way to go. Breaking another guy's heart. Has he not been through enough?
The cast for James Bond 25 was unveiled, but the name of the movie was not. Oscar winner Rami Malek was confirmed to play the main villain in the movie opposite Daniel Craig in the fifth and final 007 outing. A source close to Bond 25 said they don't have a script. There's no title. It's nearly 5 years since the last Bond. It starts with a retired Bond living in wedded bliss, but the rest of the script is still being worked over. They rolled out the cast this week at Ian Fleming's villa in Jamaica because if they wait much longer, Daniel Craig, who's 51, will be too old, and then they don't really want to do the film. The source also said that everyone on the production side detests working with Daniel Craig. They said he's so difficult and makes things impossible, but the Bond producer, Barbara Broccoli, thinks that he walks on water and only her opinion matters.
Rami Malek is my favorite actor of all time. I'm so excited about this. I've never even seen a James Bond movie, but I will be seeing this one.
What? Liv, you've never seen?
I know.
Jewel Daddy. Hey, it's Jill. What's up, bro? Have a 007 weekend. I think you'd like it. Now, this is me being Daniel Craig as an old man. I'm Bond. James Bond. Okay, that was really bad. I didn't think that out in my head.
Paul Rudd described a very strange and scary experience he had on a flight to Hong Kong.
I fainted. I had two bowls of soup. Then I went to the bathroom and I started feeling really dizzy. And then I just blacked out. And the next thing I knew, there was somebody banging on the door. And my right arm was completely submerged in the toilet.
Oh!
And my left hand was around my penis. But that's how I found out that I am allergic to MSG.
No way!
That's the garbage.
Thank you, Alex.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.